If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Well, I mean, tonight we're not getting any older, but I mean, probably later. I don't want to burst your bubble or anything, but the whole getting older thing, that's a hard train to stop.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, do your best. Give it the old college try. It's Alice at 97.3.
You're fully Vinny. Pulling it.
What am I? What?
You're not getting older.
Not getting older. No. Oh, thank you, Vinny. I didn't realize. I just said that was not expected.
She's just timeless.
Uh-huh. I just really, yes. Yeah. Even as I was looking at my grizzled old face, my gray hair in the mirror grizzled. This morning, I was wow. thinking to myself, you know, that's, wow. Look at you go, Sarah.
You both have held it together real well. We have a picture in here of you guys back in your young days, and you both still look really good.
Oh, my face was so much smaller then, though. All this chubby dad bod stuff. Yuck.
There's just so many things have changed.
408 says, bank the gravy. Write that down. Another great quote from Sarah.
Jeez, how
bank
do I do it?
Bank that gravy.
Sure was you, Ben. Banking the gravy over there.
Oh, I don't bank gravy.
Why not? You should bank the gravy.
Yeah, kids.
Oh, well.
You're going to need to bank some of that for their college educations.
Well, they like to take the gravy.
Yeah, well, you know.
I think we're talking about different things. This is disgusting. Let's move on.
Oh, banking gravy. Got it.
We're spanking. I wasn't talking about my kids at all. We were doing that.
Yeah, we were a little slow to that one.
Okay, the weekend tickets all this week. We've got Weekend, the Weekend. 905, 1205, 405, 505, and 605. On the 05s, that's when we do these things. Remember, it's going to be at 05. And we'll give you a code word. You text that to our contest line, 20357, and you'll be entered for your chance to win a pair of tickets for the Weekend on the After Hours Till Dawn tour. After Hours Till Dawn. Just so you know exactly when this is happening, it's After Hours Till Dawn tour. And it's July 8th at Levi Stadium. I like tour names. I think that's fun. You know? You just never know what someone's going to be like, what's this tour all about? Well, it's the After Hours Till Dawn tour.
Yeah, I guess that's always been a thing. I didn't realize it until...
Yeah.
Yeah. Naming them. Marketing.
He's got one of his... that might be a play on some of his album titles. But either way, it's just very exciting to know that we're gonna go to the show, and then we're gonna party after hours until dawn. Unless you're old and grizzled, and then you're not gonna do that.
You used to love that, didn't you?
Oh yeah, oh my god,
staying up all night,
all nighters. Yes,
yeah. I mean, that's the people who like winning. The smell of that one stuff. They stay up all night.
That's yeah. I wasn't even thinking about that. Yeah, and me, it's an all weekend, not an all nighter. Oh boy. I have to go to work tomorrow? Okay, that seems fine.
I always felt like seeing the sunrise is I feel so gross. What am I still doing?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it feels gross.
Oh, look at that. I guess we could go to bed now. sounds good. If I go to bed now, wake up at 1, I'll be right back on track.
Ready
back
to go schedule. Again.
Wake up in time for happy hour. Yeah.
You know what the funniest thing is? Because my kids are young adults and they come home and over the holidays. And there's, you know, it's we've eaten dinner and John and I are getting in our, you know, in our fat clothes and we're going to sit down on the couch and we're getting all cuddled up. And we're like, oh, what are we going to, let's watch some TV show we're enjoying or whatever. And then at about 9:30, 10 o'clock, like the one kid goes, all right, well, I'm going to go. I'm taking off. I'm going. I'm like, oh, my God, who would leave that? It's 10 o'clock at night. Who would leave? And then the other kid comes and goes, oh, are you going? Can you give me a ride? I'm like, oh, Rad. My God. That's how it used to be.
Way to go, boys.
I remember hanging with my parents, eating dinner, watching some TV with them, maybe playing a game. And then I'd be like, all right, well, I got a friend pick me up. It's 10 o'clock. Go out.
I did not have that youth.
No?
No.
You just got out of there.
I partied hard.
Yeah.
Do not get me wrong. But I always had a curfew and I had a heavy handed pops. There was no getting away with late and there was no way in hell I was sneaking back out like a lot of the girls I hung with. They would go, just drop me off. I'll meet you back around the block in a minute.
I forget you didn't live with your parents when you were an adult. Like I lived with my parents, you know, on and off until I was like 26 years old or 20, maybe like 24 years old. And so, yeah, they weren't going to tell me.
Oh.
I'm driving. I'm leaving. I'm leaving right now. Bye. I pay insurance on that car. That'd be my car. I got to work.
All right.
But yes, when I was a child, I did have a curfew.
No, but a lot of kids I grew up with didn't. It was that time where, you know, parents were busy with their own thing. Yeah, the latchkey kids or the kids
that. The me generation and they were me.
Families where the dad was now dating and the mom was also dating and the kids were, you know.
Put yourself to bed, right? Yeah. Buy yourself a pizza. Did I say that the weekend tickets were the Live Nation? Because I wanted to thank them. They've been.
Oh, we're still on the sponsor.
Yeah, I don't know. It's what we do. Just talk about stuff until we're done talking about it. And then we were like, oh, what else should we talk about? So this is fun, you know, ish. If you're following the Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively situation.
I would like to say I am, but I have not been able to figure out who is right, who is wrong, and I've come to feel like they're both not looking good out of this.
I agree that neither one of them is coming out smelling like a rose. I'm going to give this point to Justin. Mm. Well, I've given him a lot of points. I actually feel like, I don't know, man, there's a lot of fishiness. He is really fighting and trying to be demonstrative of his intentions and his not having harassed her.
Someone wrote in, and I've never listened to it and won't, but someone wrote in and said his podcast that he does is actually all about the Me Too movement and about how men should be more accountable. And so here's a dude who... I don't know if that's
Man
a cover.
Enough, I think is the
I don't know
it.
If it's a cover for crummy behavior or if he's really a new age guy who's trying to present men and boys a different show of how we should behave towards women. I don't know.
Well, something that he did over the weekend, and there's actually a couple somethings that I have to tell you. Okay. So honestly, I sort of was hearing rumblings about this and then there were lawsuits and then we were on vacation because it was the holidays and there was just a lot of stuff going on. And so... it was sort of flying around and I've been trying to put it all into a package and figure out like who said what, when, what exactly is everyone alleging? And
I'm in. Let's go.
It's been hard to do. So it was very interesting to see that Justin Baldoni has put up a website. And when you go to it, it's thelawsuitinfo.com is the name of this thing.
Oh.
And when you... it literally is lawsuit info. That's the name of it. There's no their names, none of that. There are two choices that you can make on this page. Lawsuitinfo.com. Sorry, thelawsuitinfo.com. Please enjoy it because I'm going to tell you, I fell down this rabbit hole and stayed there for a while. Amended complaint and timeline of relevant events. Those are your two choices. There it is right there, Vin. Just two choices. Now click on timeline. because the amended complaint is just like it's a legal filing. He goes through this whole thing and he has written it's from the first day that he talked to the author of the book through where they are now. And he is just, it's honestly, it's a lot. It's a lot of stuff.
But it's his telling of his side of the story.
He's saying on the, like, here we go. September 23rd, Wayfair partners with Sony. Their agreement includes that 1% of the films, this is Baldoni is the one who's insisting on this. 1% of the film's proceeds be donated in support of survivors of domestic abuse that 1% ultimately was earmarked for the organization. No more. That's September 23rd, 2022. December 31st, 2022, Blake Lively agrees to take the lead role of Lily Bloom. And then it goes on to just, he's just, it's all the things that happened in the lead up to the actual production of the movie, then through the production of the movie.
There's text too.
There are texts, them agreeing, them, him, he goes, there's another whole story today that TMZ is breaking down that these sexy chats with Blake that apparently she's yelling about are him. They're from the intimacy coach that he hired because he was like, we have all these sex scenes. We have all these things we have to do. We need to have that intimacy person on set. He's trying to set up meetings with her. There's her going, nah, I don't need to. I'll meet her when we get on set together. And he's saying, well, she's saying we could do this and that. And, you know, it's really detailed texts where does appear to be trying to be sensitive to what she might need on set. I mean, it's really, I'm actually like, the guy who puts all this together is the guy who didn't do it.
Well,
I just feel like, oh my God.
I would tend to agree with you, but who hasn't seen, or where haven't we seen that story that ends up being that dirty dog?
Yeah,
is doing stuff to mask his actual intentions and terrible behavior. I'm not saying that's the case.
No, totally. I know that's the thing.
And by the way, talk about setting the movement back. If she's done this to someone who's truly actively trying to be above board and do the right thing, why would people try to do the right thing?
Right.
What's the point?
Right. Well, look, if she is doing this, you're right. It sets any kind of movement, any kind of credibility, any kind of, you know, believe the victim back. It just sets it back so far. It's really awful.
Because even
and
a
to
guy.
To think that she did something like this to get control of this movie.
Yeah, I don't know about
all
that.
I don't either.
And I know that there's your boy standing right next to her who's caught.
I know.
He's got his wife on one side of the story.
And may have encouraged her to do this. Who the hell knows what goes on? Maybe he's awful too.
I don't know who's awful, but I do feel like most dudes who would have a job of this would be busy with the job and not trying to navigate, what did you call her? The sex scene coach?
Oh, the intimacy coordinator, whatever it was. Yeah. It's an intimacy coach. Yeah. Something like that. I don't know. This says intimacy coach, but I've heard intimacy coordinator. That's also in this story. TMZ has a whole thing about it. And honestly, there are pages and pages and pages of photograph notes about how they are going to negotiate through each scene. I mean, this is in a notebook, handwritten notes that he's taken after consulting with this person. It's in the TMZ story. I don't believe it's in that timeline. But TMZ's got all this stuff. And it's kind of, a lot of it's word for word, and then it's going back and forth. He's releasing scenes, behind the scenes stuff where they're talking together. And I mean, I think that if you'd been accused, and they do say that to begin with, this was just kind of like a PR, like everyone's trying to bury everybody else with their PR firms. I don't know. We may never know.
Well,
I'm always saying
that,
but I really feel like I'm like, holy crap. I read through a lot of this stuff and felt like, okay. This feels like her.
Wasn't her lawsuit against him for
sexual harassment,
but hundreds of millions of dollars? And then he sued
for defamation for $400 million.
No. He sued the New York Times. And then he sued her and him, the husband.
The group of them.
So as a fan of just, you know, celebrity trash, I still don't have a firm grip on the story.
Well, All I can say is there's so much information. And honestly, like every time we talk about this, I don't know, are the Blake Lively support comments coming through? Are the Justin Baldoni supports? There are people who are so polarized about Blake Lively. Some are just diehard. You can't say anything about her. She's the victim. She's amazing. And then the other people who are like, she's horrible. I've worked with her.
Here's some text. I'll just read them.
Okay.
The more I hear, the more I think there was a flirtation or affair. This is going on too long. Well, now it's become their careers are right at stake.
Now they got to die on this hill.
This isn't just did one of them flirt too much and maybe a husband or wife is going to be mad. This is by Hollywood, possibly.
Possibly.
Right. Let's see here.
Well, now they've both just planted their flags and are, you know, they're going to defend this. Like maybe it's gotten away from one or both of them.
There are, this is from 510. There are so many emails and texts revealing how many lies Blake has been caught in and what a nightmare she was to work with. Even the Sony execs felt it. Felt backed into a corner by her.
She is, by the way, it's a really good movie. I very, very much enjoyed it. I cried. It's really important subject matter. It's really good.
I mean, I've been looking at a lot of this stuff, you know, prepping every day.
Yeah.
And my take is that they had this great project. They hired her. She saw what a great project it was, wanted to own it, wanted to own, you know, like get in on all that.
I think there are multiple books in this series.
Yeah,
right?
And wanted to get in on, you know, have all the rights for the sequel and everything. And I think that's the core of all of this. This is just a power control.
Grab.
Yeah.
Well,
and I'm not saying that what she said is not, you know, valid or I don't know what happened there, but it's obvious though that she and Ryan wanted to take over this project as much as they could.
I don't know what his role in that is, but watching his career, he is very savvy. I don't think this is a savvy play by him at all. So it doesn't seem like, but I could see where someone who's with him or around him, it would be catching. Like, look at this guy.
Everything
he's got
he touches.
A hand in everything.
Yeah.
And it's I'll all tell gold. You, if she is sort of fabricating this this is like evil. If this really is them going, well, here's what we do. We ruin this guy. That is just evil.
You know, how many times has, and I don't know that I can speak to it really, but, you know, you tell a lie and then you tell a lie to cover the lie. And now you're caught out in the general public with a couple lies and more lies
and
to cover
with
the
a microphone in your face.
It's a lot to, I can see how this would get away from anybody if you are just, it started as one thing and now it's the enormity of it is beyond belief, really.
I know.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Just hoping to kind of shame him into walking away. And then the next thing you know, it's.
But then you got to look on the flip side. Like, you know, we don't know about this guy. He, you know, behind the scenes, he might have been creepy.
He might have been absolutely creepy.
Might have been a total creep.
Here's what I was trying to say. Much as Sarah, I don't have a bun in the oven.
Yeah, no.
And
I
have no idea who to believe. But what better cover for a sexual harasser than to have a podcast leaning into the Me Too movement.
Right.
No, that's what I was trying to say is there's the other devious side of this is someone who
could be pure evil.
Yeah.
He could be pure evil.
And that's why this ruins them both because they're both looking bad by this.
I will say though, and I'm going to get back to my original little chunk of this story. There is a brand new website that this is Justin Baldoni's thing. The name of the website is thelawsuitinfo.com. That's the, I don't know how it doesn't say his name on there. It doesn't say anything. It says amended complaint and timeline of relevant events. And I started reading that timeline of relevant events and I could not pull off of it.
Oh.
Like it's loaded with screen captures and her responses to,
it's also kind of neat if you want to see how a movie gets made.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Actually, it is really fascinating.
Like, you wouldn't even think about like them pulling a sponsor in at the beginning and then, you know, all this other stuff.
Right.
And,
it's actually really cool.
It is. Yeah.
It's very, very lengthy. But if you've got, you know, if you're trying to make it look like you're busy, at work. This would be a really good thing to. So again, it's, you know what? I'll put it. Can you grab it? Put it up at the Sarah & Vinny Facebook page. Thelawsuitinfo.com. It's super. It's, you know, you just don't even know. And then you start looking at it and it's clearly the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni thing.
There's a couple more texts.
Yeah, go for
She's
it.
She's the worst. Ryan will survive this nightmare, but her career is over. Here's one more. That's from 4 and 5. 408 says, Justin Blake situation. She's a bully. She thinks she can use her husband's rep to get what she wants. I never liked her. Makes me not like her hubby much anymore either. Gina, SJ, Odyssey.
Let's not get crazy here. Ryan's still the greatest thing ever.
What?
I know. He's great. I love him. So funny. Although I will say, this does put a taint on him for me. I don't know.
How could it not?
Yeah. Okay. And how about a mini game?
Okay.
It's time for a mini game. All right, boys. Which celebrity owns the handwritten lyrics to Elton John's Your Song? Now, if you know the answer, shout it out. You win.
Can you sing that for me? Just give me a little bit of that.
You can tell everybody this is your song.
I love it.
Might be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope it don't mind. I hope it don't mind.
Okay.
Okay. You got me?
I got you.
All right. Let's get started.
Who owns the handwritten lyrics to Your Song?
Who owns the handwritten lyrics? Now, if you don't know it, I'm going to give you three choices. But if you know it, maybe it's one of those little, I was like, what?
I guess I never
really think to myself, like, who owns the handwritten lyrics to Elton John's Your Song are owned by Nicole Kidman, Bruce Springsteen, or Miley Cyrus.
My first thought was someone he did one night, you know, some random hookup.
Mm.
But okay. So some rich person bought the lyrics off of Elton.
Which celebrity owns the handwritten lyrics to Elton John's Your Song?
Nicole Kidman, Bob!
Just because I love her. Miley Cyrus.
It's Nicole Kidman.
Thank you!
Yeah, very randomly. And I don't even have a price that she paid her. But I have a lot of pictures of her with him. So he may have just gifted her that. Here you go, love.
That's a win for El Campeón.
That is
a win for you,
El Campeón. Got a little El Campeón.
It's okay. Yeah. You don't.
I think so. Why not?
I feel like we should.
El Campeón.
El Campeón, when you're done throwing your kisses, well, I'll take a tease.
Really appreciate the kisses.
Yeah.
You know, I got to have my claim, right?
Oh, yeah.
What a win, everyone. What a win.
What a win.
And I do it for you. I'm the people's champion. I do it. Not yes. you, but I mean all the
Well, you were looking right at me. Well, I was like, what are you doing for me? Are we going into the lactation room?
What?
Certainly don't do it for me.
No, you've got...
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons... Call it
664 Seasons. Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Need these beautiful things that I've got. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
I heard he
has the cutest
up.
Little
well,
butt.
I saw that on a text, but I heard he showed up big last night. Like, looked great, killed it.
Good for him. I really like him. Mm-hmm. You know,
we're talking about Benson Boone.
Beautiful things. Grammys were last night.
Yeah.
So we talked. By the way, if you're like, why aren't they talking about the Grammys? The whole 7 o'clock. Go get our podcast. The whole 7 o'clock hour is all about it. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen live, win contest, and get our full show podcast all at radioalice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 5K a Day. I'm looking out the window and doing tags. My bad. Alice and Odyssey have your chance to win 5K a day. All you'll need to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry for a chance to be the winner of $5,000.
$5,000.
Someone's going to win $5,000.
Every day.
Every single day. Looking outside, there's clouds and rain. It's wet down there. Or maybe not, but still, clouds and rain today. Mm. That's what's happening.
It's sexy time.
And after a weekend of clouds and rain, keep the party going.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Everybody, take off your shoes and socks, because that would be uncomfortable, and just go walk out into your muddy backyard.
You want to hear something ridiculous?
I do.
You just triggered a memory. Mm. So my daughter, my oldest daughter, Isla, you guys know Isla.
11 years old.
She's 11. And we are already in it with her. Mm. And we're doing better than
we
were.
The teenage years.
Like, yes, we had a rough patch. We're doing much better right now. Yesterday, she goes out in her sock feet in the rain, comes back in with dirty, wet socks, and goes and puts them in the dryer.
Mm.
And so they're drying.
Does she walk through the house with the wet socks?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
This is towards the evening time, so she even went into the shower. So I go in there and I'm standing. You know, I want to look. She's you know
at that age
that age. But I go, can I ask why you're drying wet, dirty socks at nighttime? And she goes, oh, well. And I go, you can't wear these again. They're brown on the bottom from you walking outside. Oh, well, I don't have any other socks. I'm like, oh my God, you lying liar that lies. But okay, I'm not letting you wear these again. So let's find you another pair.
And did you open up a drawer that was full of socks?
I didn't even look at her drawer. I just went and found a pair of my socks and gave them to her.
Oh.
And just said, take these.
Mm. Well, she was trying to be responsible.
Put them in the dryer. You can't dry dirty socks and wear them the next day.
Also, dryers aren't built for dirt. There's no like hard food disposer. There's
two socks.
No, they're really not. It immediately shuts off because it's like, well, everything in here is dry. I can't even sense that there is anything in here.
Oh, kid brain. Oh, what a joy. Oh, what a joy to behold.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's fun, though.
There's a little window into, nighttime at my house.
It is funny, though. Like, as I was thinking to myself how muddy my backyard is, I'm like, oh, I'll take off my shoes. I better make sure I say take off your socks because some idiot's going to go out there with their socks on and walk through the mud.
Dirt George. Okay.
Go barefoot and just wrench your feet off.
I don't, you know.
Ah. Mm. Oh my God. Times like this though, having a dog, what a joy.
The best.
Oh God. Do you like wipe?
Three dogs.
Oh yeah. Listen.
How's that going?
You're a martyr. I don't know what's going on with you.
It's going. It's tough. I mean, the one dog is, she doesn't move or walk a lot.
The 17-year-old?
Yeah.
Who you have like a little carriage for?
Yeah, a little carriage for. But, anytime going out with three dogs is a mess because I got to push a cart. I got two dogs on a leash and, all of them want to go in a different direction.
And they're all old.
Really old. Yeah. And they're all really old.
Did the missus say you're taking these dogs or did you say I want these dogs?
I took them because she's been dealing with her mom just died. So I'm like, I will take the dogs. You don't need to focus on anything but what you need to focus on. But it has been a chore for sure.
Well, yeah.
Having all of them.
But she's going to come and stay with you when you get your hip done.
Actually, not. No.
What?
No.
What?
So you're telling me someone is going to come and help you and
Charlene.
And there's going to be three dogs there that she also has to walk.
What happened to the missus?
Yeah, what happened?
She's been in. She's going through a lot. She's been missing work.
I can't.
No. I said, you know what?
Don't bother.
I will find somebody. And luckily, Charlene has been.
She's a great friend of yours.
And she's been. Yeah, she's always there for me. So she's going to come in and take care of things. And, just for a couple of days. They're telling me I'm going to be okay after this surgery. After like 4 or 5 days, I'll be walking around. And,
Well, they do want you to get up, right?
Yeah. A lot of walking. But it's. Yeah,
I can't wait for 6 months from now when you're jumping around like a spring chicken on your two brand new hips.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Playing tennis by summer. That's what they tell me.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
Well, that's great news.
I hope they're all right. I hope everything goes the way it's supposed to go.
Well, the things we can do these days, you know?
Yeah. I went to look at chairs and a guy that was trying to sell me chairs like, oh, let me tell you my horror story about my infection. And I was in the hospital for 3 months. And I'm like, dude, don't. No.
That's not helpful.
No.
We literally just met. And we didn't even meet. You're helping me find a chair.
Oh, and I was like, I'm not buying a chair from this guy.
Yeah, it sounds like his infection weeped into it. Wept into it. Sorry. Go.
Some people around here have, they like food.
Oh, yeah.
And have opinions.
Mm, tell me about it. Tell me what my opinion should be on this food.
So here are some of the, they're calling these food-related hot takes.
Oh, all right.
So you decide if you're like, oh, I am all about that or
okay.
That's ridiculous.
That's hot.
Mint chocolate is nasty.
No.
No.
You like it?
I do.
What they go on to say, and I've said this sentence myself. Mint chocolate ice cream can be good.
Yes.
But it can also taste like toothpaste.
That's the exact word.
With chocolate in your mouth, which you never want.
No, right.
So there's
that gross, almost menthol-y mint. It's like a fake mint flavor. That is no good. But like real mint and chocolate, come on.
I don't even know what ants on a log are. What is that?
Oh, that's like
whoever invented ants on a log should be forever socially shunned.
No, it's celery with peanut butter and then raisins on top.
Oh
God, that's terrible. I
don't like it.
I don't want raisins in anything. I'll eat raisins by themselves. You in a little box? Okay. Mm-hmm.
I used to get those as a treat when I was a kid. I liked it.
Ants on a log?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You eat squirrel though.
That's
too.
That's true.
So.
Yeah, but I can see where someone would like this. A lot of people like, I don't want them in my cinnamon rolls. Like, why would you ruin a perfectly delicious cinnamon roll by putting disgusting tick-shaped raisins in that.
Ugh. Mushrooms are the devil's food. These are internet food hot takes.
Mushrooms,
I like mushrooms.
Mushrooms can be gross, though. Mushrooms can be gross. And too much mushroom is like, but
you know what I don't
generally
want?
I do like them.
And I thought, I get it. We're trying to go non-meat in some of these things,
yeah.
But that big giant mushroom cap
the
that
portobello.
They try to sell as a hamburger
yes.
replacement, that is an absolute no. And I'm not even a food hot take guy,
right.
But I've had that and gone, no.
Mm-mm.
No, thanks. I'll just eat a hot, you know what I'll have? I'll have cheese and the buns. Keep your portobello cap.
Right.
Or whatever it's called. What?
A lot of people like that, though.
I do.
You do?
I love portobello. Yeah.
Like the big cat.
I had one last night.
Like
I cut one up.
It gets gross and kind of watery even. It's
I'm
like,
not into
it's
that
super
at
bogus.
All.
And
no
it
thanks.
Has that just like really mushroomy taste.
I like a veggie burger. I'll have that.
Yeah.
I don't need the mushroom.
I cooked mushrooms last night.
Chop that up. Chop up some mushroom
yeah,
and
chop
put,
it, up with
put
steak.
It into, oh, and oh, steak and mushrooms. Sure.
That's what I had.
That's good.
But you didn't have that cap.
That cap.
As yeah. a burger replacement.
Oh, you
I've had it as a burger replacement. Yeah.
And you like it?
Yeah, I like portobello mushrooms. Oh. They're great. You can
yeah.
stuff them. You can make
pizza
a pizza
not,
on top of
not
them.
A dessert. Oh.
Yeah.
You
it's
can
not,
make what?
You can make it like a pizza out of one. You know?
They're too watery. There's something going on with them. It's almost like they grew them too big and too fast, and they're just like watery, and like you put it in the oven, and it's like full. It's like a thing full of water. But if you like it, it's fine with us.
Boxed mac and cheese is better than restaurant versions.
No.
I think usually they overcook the pasta in a restaurant version and it's just mush. And most people I know, Italians specifically,
yeah.
like their firmer pasta.
Yes.
You're not into that.
Well, unfortunately, they don't make you an individual mac and cheese at a place.
No.
You know,
they've
made a whole thing. But really good mac and cheese at a restaurant is blows the doors off. You can keep your Kraft mac and cheese. However, having made it for my children and tested it out, I would be like, I'm going to make sure there's some left in here for me to hork off the wooden spoon. Even though it's terrible, it's just so salty and good.
Oh, yeah. That is how dad bodies get built.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you're a dad, but I'm saying
right.
like there, you finish.
That's how I got a dad bod, though.
You've served up a little for everyone and there's some in the thing and you go, yeah.
Right.
Two bites, it's gone.
Yep.
And so is your body.
Yeah.
Pal.
Oh, well, it was worth it for the two bites of salty mac and cheese.
Sweet does not belong with savory or salty.
That's wrong.
Oh, is it? These are hot takes on the internet about food.
No, sweet and salty, sweet and savory. I'm in.
Raw tomatoes are disgusting.
What?
I couldn't agree more.
What?
What are you talking about?
A good slice of tomato
yes.
is next to impossible to get on a hamburger ever.
Unless you're making it yourself.
Yeah, if you can get
buy an heirloom.
Yeah, if you get
yes.
a good one, sure, I'll eat that.
Oh my God.
Most of the time, I pull it off and go, you hate me.
There are definitely times when I'm like, okay, the quality control in this place is no good. But when I bring home, like summertime, you know, you get that big heirloom tomato and I cut like a half inch thick slab the size of the bread and just mayo. Salt.
I just eat them.
Toast. When I was a kid, my mom used to hand us a salt. We'd grab a tomato out of the garden. We'd eat it like an apple. She'd
yeah.
give us a little salt.
Oh,
so good. There's nothing like that. And it would be warm because the sun had just been shining on it. And sometimes you'd turn it over with those big cutworms around there.
Yeah.
Those things are gross.
Oh,
they put sugar on them where I grew up.
Oh, sugar?
On tomatoes. Yeah. It's just,
no,
I'm not
like
a big
ketchup.
Fan.
I like the salt.
Sugar.
Yeah. They also put it on and then put salt on watermelon.
Oh.
Or a good cantaloupe.
I've only recently come around to the salt on watermelon thing. You remember our old traffic girl, Jamie?
Of course I do.
She brought a watermelon salad to my house one time, which is like chopped watermelon with Kalamata olives, feta cheese, red onion, and balsamic. And it started a revolution at my house.
Whoa.
Like we make that whenever humanly possible.
A revolution,
a
you
revolution
say?
A revolution in melon technology.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just beyond, like, I ate it and went, where have you been all my life? The Cookie Monster.
I think she may be the person everyone followed north, too. Like, she went north early.
Yes.
in the everyone's right. leaving the Bay Area, or the Bay Area is growing to the point where now it includes Zach. I don't right. know which one, but she went north a long time ago.
She did. They got a great place too.
Oh, you really?
They during the pandemic, we were doing those random hookups, and she came on a few times. And there was one, you know, she was showing us around her house. She kick-ass place, like big, big, gorgeous
Good for
view.
Her.
Yeah, it was great.
All right,
y'all.
Jamie, the traffic
Jamie,
lady,
the traffic chick,
living large up north.
She was my intern. I loved her.
Mm.
She was?
Yeah.
How funny.
You mean
over at school?
No, she was my intern when I was here the last time.
Oh, wow.
You didn't know that?
And then she went from intern to...
I don't really remember her as an intern, but maybe only because I remember her as our traffic chick. Because she, for years, was our traffic girl.
Yeah, she started as an intern.
I don't remember.
Well, look at that. Internships turn into jobs, everyone.
They sure do. And you might even take over the world, Kate Scott. How you doing?
She is doing good.
Yeah.
Science Superstar. Proved your mom right. Don't scratch that rash.
Science, but it feels so good.
It does.
But it feels so good.
A new study found your mom was right when she said don't scratch that itchy rash, but if it's bad for you, why does it feel so good?
Why does it feel so good?
Researchers at the University of Pittsburgh finally figured it out and say there actually is one benefit to itching it. Is it the immediate instant gratification of why that feels good? They assume that if scratching felt good, there must have been some evolutionary reason for it, science. The science in this book I'm reading, I can't
Project
remember the name.
Hail Mary.
Yeah, that. It's so fun and good.
Mm.
God, I'm loving it.
Mm.
And by the way, it's, I was trying to explain this. The guy who writes this book, he's clearly some kind of science guy.
Yeah. He also wrote The Martian.
He's got just enough info to be dangerous, but it doesn't leave you going, I give up.
Right.
I
wanna... He really keeps it comprehensible.
But he...
Comprehendable.
He really... He's got that dad humor that's science.
A little goofy. A little bit goofy.
It's science and slash dad humor that's teacher humor. It's the whole thing is happening at once. It reminds me of my old math teacher. Mm. I swear, Mr. George. I'm like, Mr. George, what are you doing in this book? Crazy.
Yeehaw.
They assume that if scratching it felt good, there must be some evolutionary reason for scratching that rash. So they used allergens to give mice a rash on their ear to find out exactly what happens when you itch. Some of the mice were allowed to scratch it and others weren't. One group wore a cone around their neck. That is wrong.
Oh, that's terribly torturous.
The cone of shame? The same one that we used to have one of those. Remember that?
Yeah, I
sure
do.
For the longest time, someone would end up in the cone of shame.
Right. Well, if you said something that had been said on The Secret Show, you had to put the cone of shame.
That was your penalty.
Yeah.
You wore it all the time. It's great.
You wore it a few times.
No, I did not.
Didn't you?
No.
I feel like you did.
No. That was my dog's cone that I brought in.
Yeah, I feel like you put it
in. No.
I do remember wearing it a bunch of times, though.
Of course you did.
Foiled again.
They found that itching a rash makes it worse because your pain-sensing neurons release a compound called substance P that makes everything even more inflamed and swollen.
And itchier.
That part's not surprising, but scratching also reduced the amount of staph bacteria on their skin.
Oh.
It's most common bacteria that leads to a nasty skin infection, so there's some upside to scratching that.
Although, now you got like your own skin cells underneath your fingers, and then you reach up and you scratch your face, and now you gotta wash.
But do you? They still say, you shouldn't itch that rash, but there might be a minor benefit to it. So you can quote this
got an
story.
Itch that needs to be scratched.
Oh, I don't know that song.
I just made it up.
Oh. Our text number is...
Number 305.
800-400-3697. Heirloom tomato with salt and lemon pepper. So yummy.
Ooh, lemon pepper.
Sounds good.
Mm. On toast. Mayo.
415. Will you guys be off as well when Maddie goes in for his hip?
We are taking that week off starting on Valentine's Day for a medical... Not just for Maddie's thing, but for some other stuff too. So there's... There are multiple reasons. But I think we're on for a couple days without you, though.
Yeah, and then I don't know when I'll be back. I'm hoping quickly, but...
Well, you feel that you'll probably be able to do some of this stuff from home.
Oh, I can work.
You won't be able to be on, but... Yeah. So it'll just be me and you again, Vinny, like the old days from last summer.
from the good old days of 2024.
Oh, God.
Which we thought was over forever.
That was quite a year.
Didn't we put that one away for good?
I mean, it is gone, but hi, 2024.
Good luck, Maddie. I hope to see you on the courts by summer.
Mm. Yeah.
Yep.
I do too.
That's a big deal for you, the tennis?
Yeah. That's my like exercise. Like
take
you are
it
resurfing.
Easy, though.
Like
brand
that's
brand new freaking joints. Yeah. Like take it easy. Yeah. You boys always overdoing it.
Oh gosh. 415 says, but Vinny, did you clean the dryer though? No, I did not. I took the socks out, showed her you cannot put these back on your feet. They're filthy. Dry
they go
is
in the
not,
washer.
No, they go in the dirty clothes. No, but I don't have it. Well, now I put one on your bed. You're done.
Oh.
Can't take that stuff.
What kind of socks did you give her?
I had a pair that were a different brand than I normally wear. And they're, you ever see those socks that come and you go, that's not my size. And then you put it on and your foot, it just goes, whoop.
Yeah.
So they you look small and I'm like, ah, these will work for her. Yeah. And I gave them to her. So she'll be fine. She's probably wearing
socks,
them as we speak.
Like, you know. Just feels like a thing that she definitely didn't run out of. Is she hiding?
I'm pretty
her socks?
Sure she's just lying. Yeah, right. that she
my only
you know.
Socks. Maybe she really likes them. Are they pink or something? Or
no,
purple.
No, they
or?
Were white socks with brown on the bottom from having walked outside in the rain in them without anything Yuck. Underneath them. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The weekend. I've got some tickets.
Blah blah blah.
Get up.
Wake up
with Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.